This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus.
It might be winter. It's a bit chilly.
It might be chilly, but the sun is shining. Welcome, everyone, to Mad Wednesday with Dylan and Dean.
Yes, it's very exciting. The weather outside, a little bit frightful, but the fire is so delightful. The fire in our hearts.
And why is the fire in our hearts burning so much?
Oh, because it's the 25th of July, so you could say it's Christmas in July.
Well, we are. That's exactly what we're doing. It's our Christmas in July Mad Wednesday, and you know what that means. Have you brought me a gift?
You have to wait a few months for the gift. The gift of baby Jesus. Wait for a few months.
I just thought you were eating more regularly now. Are you pregnant?
Oh, I think that's the pot calling the kettle black or the pot calling the kettle green and red because it's Christmas in July.
That it is. We have a fantastically fun show ahead for you all with special guests. We're going to find out what's going on with the Naked Man Melbourne Festival. We've got a little bit more nudity when we speak to Jimmy Twins about an event happening in AWOL in a couple of weeks, which is a life drawing event. And we're also going to find out about what some of our team mates from inclusive teams are heading off to the gay games in Paris,
which is very exciting. And we have the Christmas present. We're not giving it to each other, we're giving it to you. We're giving you have the opportunity to win a double pass to a certain musical.
Oh, let's what is it? Say, is it Cats?
It's not Cats.
Is it The Wizard of Oz?
It's just a close similar. Let's just say you won't be going to the North Pole or the South Pole. You might be going to Rio, but we'll reveal a bit more later.
So that sounds a little bit exciting. So we have a huge fun show ahead of you all. And even more excitingly, Dylan has taken control of some of the tunes.
And by control, I've asked approval from our music director, who likes to be in charge and in control, Michael Pohl, to play a Christmas song every half hour.
And I'm really concerned about what they're going to be. So if you would like to hear a specific Christmas tune, why don't you let us know? You can message in on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au and maybe steer Dylan in the right direction.
Yeah, but I think there's no Christmas song that is
better.
Oh,
we're kicking off straight away?
Yeah.
We're diving straight in?
It might be 3 minutes past four, but I'm surprised we haven't even played this yet. Let's just start by playing it. It takes you there. Now, this is the extra festive version, if it sounds a little bit more festive. It is Mariah Carey. It's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Happy Christmas in July on Mad Wednesday. Stick around and join us for all the fabulous fun.
If you want to send us a Christmas card, SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Ho, 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 Joy. so under pressure because you're listening to Joy and it's just so
Mad
kind.
Wednesday is no pressure. I just feel very relaxed. It's always a whole heap of fun. We're chilling out and we're chilling out even more today because it's July 25th. So what does that mean, Dil?
Well, it means it's Christmas in July, but Simon James, who is part of the Joy family, he's your Monday newsreader.
Hi, Simon.
If you remember the voice, to put the voice to the name, because you can't put a face to the name because that's the whole point of radio.
Right now they're just hearing your voice.
Yeah. So I'll just pretend to be Simon. I'll just be newsy. I'll put my news voice on. Christmas is supposed to be the winter solstice, which is June for us. Why isn't it Christmas in June?
Wait. Christmas is supposed to be at the winter solstice,
which is
Christmas just December 25th.
Well, Christmas, like Jesus
because
was.
Because then we shouldn't be. Oh, you mean? Okay, I understand. So Simon's now saying, why isn't Christmas just in June for people in the southern hemisphere?
Yeah.
Are we in the southern?
But I think, according to biblical records,
we should not
and
be
historical.
A new show or anything important like that.
Biblical records say Jesus was born in April. So it's just like whenever. Christmas is in your heart. If you just want to let it out, you can.
And that's what we're doing today. And we're not going to have Christmas songs for the entire show. But every half an hour, Dylan is going to be throwing a Christmas cracker your way. It's the secret in Santa's sack that you just need to hear. It's tunes because the music here at Joy is what we're all about.
And hopefully Gary will still be ready for us for the 5 o'clock news because I'm pretty sure he's coming up with a roast dinner. He's got the cranberry sauce and the apple sauce. He's got everything.
This is what's confusing for me. Because being from an Italian family, Christmas dinner for me is something completely different. Like
pasta?
Well, we
lasagna.
Don't do, lasagna. We do lasagna. Lasagna is not pasta. There is an important distinction.
Well, what's the layers of lasagna made out of? Pasta.
The lasagna sheets, part of the
made
process
of
is the same to pasta. You don't want to argue with me about food. You will lose. But so basically the deal with this is we do lasagna. We have like a lunch where there's lasagna, there's cold cut meats. I've never quite understood the turkey thing. Never quite understood that. And then we have leftovers for dinner with a seafood barbecue and pork and chili.
See, I never got that. I never got the all Australian, we'll do seafood. No. Like you're in England and it's snowing.
So I've been in England and I've had Christmas in England before when I was living there. And what I did was I went and bought a barbecue and in the freezing snow, I put the barbecue on out the front of my house and I cooked just like steaks and stuff and gave my usual Aussie Christmas to my South African housemates who were fine with it because we didn't have really a working kitchen. So no one was going to be cooking no roast.
No.
No.
It's very much
But so what do your family do with your Christmas tradition?
Just like full English, let's have like whenever do you have cranberry juice?
Never.
Like cranberry sauce.
Isn't the cranberry juice good if you've got an STI?
No, it's not cranberry juice. It is if you have thrush, like if Santa brings you thrush for Christmas. No, cranberry sauce for the turkey and then you have apple sauce for pork, both meats that I don't particularly like to eat.
Well,
but all these extra stuff.
To.
Yeah.
And
bonbons.
It's the extra, and I know everyone goes overboard and that's what Christmas seems to be all about. But have you ever DIY'd your own bonbons?
No.
All right, I'm going to take you through that after the next song.
DIY.
Because DIYing your own, I did it 1 year. I don't want to do it every single year, but it's actually really fun.
Oh, that ID was cold just like it is during Christmas in July.
Well, yeah, it is. It is cold in Christmas in July. The winds have been insane lately.
It's incredible. It's 26 minutes past four. It's Mad Wednesday, 15 degrees in Melbourne.
So how have you been handling the very, very windy winds that we've been having here?
I am outside for about 20 minutes a day on
my
walk
thing.
To work.
Here's my thing with it. It's prime drying of clothes weather.
I just do that inside.
The trick. Yeah, but then your heating bill goes up.
No, just if it takes 3 days and it just in the whatever.
All right.
Just,
well, the trick is figuring out how you can secure your clothes because the number of times my socks have gone flying or my underwear have gone flying through the streets of Collingwood, I cannot tell you.
There is an invention. It's quite recent in the past 50 years.
Pegs don't work. You're going to say pegs, aren't you?
I was going to say pegs.
Pegs don't work. Not with these crazy winds we've been having. I feel like every day I want to just put up a video or post on my social media of the winds, like that scene with the twister during The Wizard of Oz.
And the cow that goes
Annie M.
I'm thinking of Twister.
You're thinking of the film Twister. I was thinking of The Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lovely view at my window of Abbotsford, of parts of Collingwood. It's beautiful. It's the old factories. You can see the train going past sometimes
Oh, nice.
On the whatever line goes the whatever
you're line. Public transport.
I don't know. I don't use that line. I use a tram because I'm in a city type now. And then, like, I've got a balcony out there, so my roommate can bring people home.
Oh, and did this weekend?
Yeah. So I woke up at 5:30 on Sunday morning
because a certain venue had closed, and I was a little annoyed that I wasn't invited. But keep it going.
Because I had gone to bed at 9 p.m. on Saturday night. It was a wild night. And then usually he comes home at 7:30 because the Peel has closed, which is I live around the corner from, yes. Which is a hotel for LGBT people.
Hotel.
Hotel. It's more of a dance club, get your party on all night. And then, yeah, so I brought back and I'm like, oh, sounds like he's with someone. He was with about 10 people.
Yes.
But the wind, so it's fine. It's fine to bring out glassware and cups and all that onto the balcony.
What did the wind do?
Well, they kept it there. And when it was windy throughout the week, I opened my curtains to see there's bloody glass all over my balcony that I have cleaned up before. The last time they had a party, they left the glasses out there and then it smashed all over like
it's... Well, okay, I feel like there's a housemate etiquette scenario that needs to be looked into.
If you put a glass bottle out there, take it out before the wind blows it around and then you have to get on your hands and knees.
Well, if this has happened repeatedly, then there's a conversation that you and your housemate have to have.
That
or just put all the rubbish in his Louis Vuitton and then he'll really start to get annoyed by it.
I just have to do it before the wind comes because it's easy to collect four bottles, but when four bottles are shattered all over your bloody balcony.
It's not ideal, is it?
It's not ideal.
Dangerous
it
as well.
It is a terrible Christmas
and the last
July
thing
present.
You want to do is be walking around with bare feet or walking around with no clothes on your balcony, as some people do, and have there be shards of glass around.
No, that would not be the Christmas and July present you want.
Not even slightly. But hopefully you've had your tetanus shots just in case.
Yeah. Living with people,
it's not ideal.
I was looking up tiny houses like on YouTube when they came in, and I thought, what would it be like to live in a tiny house by myself?
I mean, I don't know. I have lived in a one bedroom place when I was living overseas, and I don't know. Living on your own is a little bit overrated. I like having someone to live with, even if it's just someone that drives you a little bit crazy, because you want that human interaction.
Yeah, it's like if someone gives you something one Christmas and then they gave it away, if only there was a song about that.
I mean, if only there was. What are you thinking? Like a gift or maybe a shoe?
Or your heart.
Oh, your heart.
This is Wham.
And it's one of my favourite Christmas songs ever.
It's Last Christmas by Wham.
Happy Christmas in July on
Mad Wednesday. On Joy. Ho, ho, ho. Here you go.
You are.
Christmas.
fantastic musical that we've already had people messaging in letting us know they want the tickets, they want the tickets. We did make it clear we were going to start giving away the tickets after 5 o'clock.
Yes, very exciting. It is turning 20 in 2018. That's this year. It's an iconic Australian musical. It's got Rowan Brown and Caroline O'Connor in the roles of Peter Allen and Judy Garland, respectively. It's very exciting. We want to know your Christmas tradition from Oz, because it is Christmas in July.
Whatever crazy Australian Christmas tradition you have, whether it's playing cricket with the family, it's our Christmas in July show, whether it's the food that you know, whether it's that you just make an omelette, or whether it's, you know, whatever
carols
it is.
Carols by candlelight, carols in the domain.
Whatever your tradition is, we want to know, and that's all you've got to do. That's all you've got to do to enter. Just let us know your Aussie Christmas tradition, and you go into the draw to win a double pass to see The Boy from Oz.
Thanks to the production company. You just need to be a Joy member, and you kind of won a prize in the past 7 days. SMS 0427 joy 949, email on air at joy.org.au, or call Davide. He's going to choose it in the end. So if you call him, maybe you can bribe him. 1300 joy 949.
I think Davide completely randomly picks it. So I like the idea of people trying to find ways to impress him. And maybe if you do write the emails or do the text, just get creative with what you do, because maybe that will impress him. But I think it's going to take a lot to sway Davide.
I'll tell you what Davide knows.
What does he know?
And everyone knows.
What?
But I want them to really know.
Oh, I just realised what song it is.
Do they know it's Christmas after all?
It is Christmas in July here on Mad Wednesday, and Dylan is taking over the tunes every half hour with a special Christmas carol just for you.
This is Band-Aid 30. Do they know it's Christmas? Do you know it's Mad Wednesday? Enjoy.
Yep, yep.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy.
Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
But say a prayer. Pray for the other ones at Christmas time. It's hard, but while you're having fun,
there's a world outside your window, and it's a world of dread and fear,
where a kiss of love can kill you, and there's death in every tear.
Christmas bells that ring there are the clanging chimes of doom. Well, tonight we'll reach in out and touching you. Bring peace and joy this Christmas to West Africa.
A song of hope where there's no hope. Ooh.
Because it's Christmas in July.
Well, and it is here today.
It's always great. It's Christmas in July.
In your heart.
All the time. And it's the iconic Australian musical, The Boy from Oz, which turns 20 in 2018. And we've just been inundated with messages like snow on a Christmas in July day.
So what have we got? What have we got? What are some of the entries we've received?
Daryl with one R, probably so we can write down on the when we mail it to him that we get his name right. Hi, my Aussie Christmas tradition is having an orphan's Christmas to enjoy the day that I would otherwise be spending alone.
I love an awesome orphan's Christmas. They're absolutely lovely and a whole lot of fun. Of course, then we've got another entry saying roast turkey lunch or roast Turk lunch. I'm not sure which one. One they could, you know, maybe that's just getting the
man.
Depends
they get on Grinder.
Plum pudding, wine, laughs, family. Oh, that's from Way. That's from Way.
No Way.
Yes, Way.
No. Oh. And Warren from Seddon says sending Christmas cards.
Warren, I try that and never just say, I try every single year, like I buy the cards and they sit there for years. Getting everyone's addresses is not an easy thing for us to be able to do.
As long as you don't just give, you also receive.
This is true. And then we've also got a message from Mitchell saying, my family's Christmas tradition is going to carols and midnight mass and then going home and defrosting and toasting hot cross buns. Wait, aren't hot cross buns Easter?
Yeah, but they're in the supermarket that early.
But if it's defrosting and toasting, that means they grab them at Easter, put them in the freezer, and then they defrost the Easter. I mean, that's holiday commitment.
My freezer's filled with enough stuff that having hot cross buns for half the year, there would just be no room.
Yeah, there's no room. And like you would wait that many months.
There's no room for ice cream, so I better eat it all. Hello, Mad Wednesday. Merry Christmas in July. Our Christmas tradition is spending Christmas at the beach, preferably somewhere warm. That's from Deanne from Fitzroy North. Fitzroy North, sometimes warm.
I like that one. That's a very good idea. And then, and we just got another message back because everyone's sending in really long descriptions saying apology for the short message, but we don't have a problem with it. Send us in your messages. Yeah. All you've got to do to go in the draw, it's that simple. All you've got to do is let us know what your tradition is when it comes to your Aussie Christmasness.
Mine is probably, it's the only time that I go to mass and I go for my nan. And so it's nice to do that, listen to all the carols.
Absolutely.
Yeah, have a bit of... And then another Christmas tradition is watching the carols by candlelight and having my family going, who are they? If it's not Sylvie Palladino or Marina Pryor or Dennis Walters.
I mean, yeah, it's just figuring out. And every year, one of my personal favourites every year is finding out who the new cast of High Five is.
And then going, well, they're really... A choice for everyone.
It is Christmas in July here on Mad Wednesday. If you want to go in the draw to win those tickets, thanks to the production company, to see The Boy from Oz. And Dylan has been taking over the airwaves every half an hour, surprising me with a Christmas carol. And I'm wondering, because we all know that Dylan is obsessed with Missy Higgins. Did you find a Missy
Christmas carol? I did joke to our music director, Michael Pohl, that I'd just play Missy Higgins' Christmas album, but it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. There's not one.
So yet. I have to settle for it.
Maybe we have to put the call out to Missy. We've just got another entry, and this is from Anthony from Armidale saying, sending Christmas cards earlier than receiving Christmas cards is his tradition, and using them as decorations, slowly adding them and being surrounded by Christmas cheer from my family and friends. I remember when I was living in the UK and didn't really want to spend the money on Christmas decorations because what the hell was I going to do with it? I didn't have that much to begin with. I went out and got, you know, lots of free homosexual magazines like the Star Observer, but in the UK they're a little bit more racy. And I cut them up into strips and then just, you know how you do the rings and put them all around the house, but didn't really think about it properly, and because I just cut up the whole magazines, it got even funnier because the classifieds and sometimes inappropriate pictures would just be there and people would be hanging out at our house and would look up at the decorations and see things that they don't necessarily need to.
It's like Better Homos and Gardens when you do that, you and Anthony. And I suppose if with those magazines, were there many rings in the magazine?
There were a few.
We also had, getting in the family Christmas spirit, Ken, Dan and the clan said, enjoying the show. Good on you. I'm enjoying it as well. We don't get to listen though.
We just get to do it for you.
Favorite Christmas tree emoji, which I think is substituting the Christmas tree emoji for Christmas tradition, is having the kids clean up after lunch because Santa, with a little Santa emoji, gave them enough incentive.
I think there's an interesting thing that happens as Christmas as well, and it's the gender thing that happens, because, I mean, maybe it's just because I'm from an Italian family. I don't know if everyone else has this. But all the women kind of, the kids make the table, and then all the women do the cooking and the cleaning, and the men eat and then and just watch TV. And the problem that we have is deciding on what we're going to watch on TV afterwards with Christmas, because some people just want to watch, you know, something on a streaming service. Someone always wants to watch the cricket, but pretty much everyone just falls asleep.
Yeah, see, we don't have the gender lines. It's usually age lines, the young people.
Age is good. The young should put in more work. Every year I'm like, I'm ready to cook. I'm down for it. I'm all for, and I always get allocated chocolate ripple cake.
Oh, I see, I love that.
Which I love. Don't get me wrong. Every single year as a child, I've been making chocolate ripple cake since in my mind, I was like, this is a delicacy. It's amazing. As I got older, I realized, no, this is actually really simple, but everyone loves it. You can never go wrong with a bit of chocolate ripple. Never go wrong with it.
Simple. Everyone loves it. Describes our show.
People try to screw it up for me and do the whole adding mint. It's wrong.
Adding mint.
Now, Gary, I heard a rumour that you were going to suggest an improvement to my chocolate ripple recipe of cream and chocolate ripple biscuits.
Well, I often do this recipe for dinner parties, right? And it's a big hit, but with port.
Oh, look, see, that, and this is the hard thing. When it comes to adding alcohol to cream, it's a skill, and I'm not good at it. Like, I pour too much or I don't pour enough. But also, why do you need additional flavours? Cream and chocolate, mate. Cream and chocolate. You don't need more. Even when some people used to do the whole put flake on top, I actually take all the biscuits that are broken and crumble them on top, because they soften up so much. And I really think you should just do it my way, Gary.
I just think there's an adult way and a kid's way.
See, I like...
What are you trying to say? Are you calling me old and that you're a young'un? Is that what you're saying, Gary?
The dimensions, yeah, but... the dimensions hitting in.
What was my name again?
Michael. No, I like the addition of the alcohol to the custard. My nan puts it in the custard on the pudding in
the
Christmas.
Brandy custard.
Christmas in December, as we will call it from now on, because it's Christmas in July.
And now it's time for Dylan's next Christmas carol. But don't forget, you can go into the draw to win a double pass to see The Boy from Oz. Thanks to the production company, it's celebrating 20 years this year and kicking off in just 1 month. All you've got to do is message in on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au what your favourite Aussie Christmas tradition is.
Talking about Aussie Christmases, it's time to hear now from our little Christmas elves. We've got Kate DeRouge, we've got Emily Williams, we've got Paulini, and the other one.
And then we're going... God, that's terrible. We'll brush up on all things drawing for AWOL. Mad Wednesday.
Joy.
Santa, 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 Sant
So Rob Cam messaged in saying his favourite tradition is creating and playing challenging games with the kids of the family. Even now that they're all grown up, Uncle Robbie still runs crazy games after lunch, and now their kids join in. So I get the feeling that Uncle Rob does like a backyard Olympics or something, and just
you never know, or a gay games he could do
his own little gay games in the back of the car, and well, the back of the car, the back of the house. We've got this great message from Jason from Ivanhoe,
which is a little novella. We'll start reading it, get a cup of tea, and by the time I've finished reading it, you'll have finished. I don't usually end up celebrating Christmas with the family because of not having a family. So my favourite tradition is organising an orphan's Christmas. Everyone bringing a plate of food and drinks and enjoying the day together. It makes the loneliness at Christmas that much easier to handle. Also, the long walk after sharing the meal together is also good, especially walking along the boulevard to look at the Christmas lights, which no Christmas lights up on Christmas in July.
Oh, I love that, little Jason from Ivanhoe. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with an orphan's Christmas. I'm a huge fan of them, everyone coming together. But my concern is everyone being a plate, because what if you get 25 chocolate ripple cakes and no one actually brought any savoury food? I'm the kind of person that needs to be a little bit more organised. But we are still giving away these tickets. You still can go in the draw to win the tickets to see The Boy from Oz. And all you've got to do is message in on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au what your favourite Aussie Christmas tradition is.
And Santa's Little Helper is on the way to give you some Christmas in July gifts of the latest news. Gary Wilson.
Well, have you got a Christmas tradition, Dylan?
I love advent calendars.
Oh, I like the idea of them, but then I feel like I should make one of my own and just put like $50 notes in.
You can do that.
And then every day I would actually go to the effort of opening it, because there's a little bit more
extra. Open them up all in one go. You just open it up because I love the chocolate. That's my favourite.
You're a cheater, Dylan.
Wow.
You're a cheater. You're a cheater. You're just getting your way around it every single time. Outrageous.
Yes. Someone who never cheats is Gary Wilson. He's on the way with the latest news. This is Mad Wednesday.
Thank you, Gary. I just want to ask, we haven't asked you. We've been quite rude this Christmas in July. Do they do anything in the home for you at Christmas time?
Oh, so mean to the elderly.
Oh, watch it, you. I'll belt you with my walking stick. Run your dent with my little runner thing. Christmas pudding. I love, love, love traditional Christmas pudding, homemade Christmas pudding.
With the coins in or out?
Well, we can't put the coins in anymore.
Yeah, I was about to say, what coins are you going to be putting in?
They have to be sort of very old thruppences, because it affects the actual... It's poison otherwise.
It's actually bad for you.
Yeah, cream, ice cream, and the custard as well, the brandy custard.
Gardening and cooking. Gary's always full of information.
If you can't poison your family at Christmas, when can you poison?
Well, I mean, I do it verbally, but sure, with actual food.
The Boy from Oz is really going to rock. What kind of rock? Maybe a Jingle Bell rock.
Here it is, Christmas Carols with Dylan.
Mad Wednesday on Joy this Christmas in July.
And a mingle in the jingling beat.
Send him a message. Yeah.
Now, here's my question. Do you have one more Christmas carol to send us out on, Dylan?
Oh, I'll have to check. I'm not sure.
Because you've been doing one every half hour.
I played my one for half hour. It was Jingle Bell Rock.
But that was at 6 o'clock. What about 6:30?
Oh.
I mean, is there not a secret one we could squeeze in?
They have been approved
it's
by...
It's 100 Degrees by Kylie and Danny.
Oh.
Or is it 1,000 Degrees and I'm getting the name of the song wrong? Oh. And I will... I'm sitting here. Everyone is hearing now. I'm going to get in trouble.
We have to be very nice to Michael Pohl. Oh, there's, which do we play? Do we play the Seventh Heaven radio edit or do we play, we'll play the normal one. Forget Seventh Heaven. Let's do it. Are we going to end on this? I think we have to
Why
end on
Why not?
This.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. It's Mad Wednesday. We've had a ball. I'm Dean.
I'm Dylan.
And you're on Joy.
Bye. 100 Degrees.
All around the world, anticipation. Here it comes again. You see, no matter where you are, it could be near or far, but it still feels like Christmas time to me.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.